Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
They set the table, right? And the line of scrimmage has to be set usually by the defensive line, but also not just them. In this case, it's linebackers, safeties, corners. It takes all 11 in that regard. So, you know, I think there's been some really good moments, and I think there's some things for sure that we can improve on.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott talking about his defense, which had a pretty tough time in L.A. against the Rams on Sunday. The Rams 44-42 win over the Bills. I mean, they just convert third down after third down. Bills couldn't get to Stafford, and their receivers made some great plays, and there you go. 803-0550 is the number. Sorry for the audio pregnant pause. Mike Shope is out sick today. I'm the Bulldog. Glad to have you rolling with us here. We'll get back to the phone calls here and talking about your faith in Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Do you believe the Bills can win the Super Bowl with Sean McDermott as their head coach? It's been another one of those weeks around here where some late game decisions certainly were questionable enough to pore over and argue about. And that always brings out a certain element of the fan base. Again, not being judgmental about that, but it's hard to ever really tell if, like, it's just a small group of people who just keep their heads down while the Bills are winning seven in a row, and then come back out when, oh, look, they lost, and look, we did this thing. Ah, that probably sounds patronizing. I don't mean it to. I'm friends with people who feel strongly about this. So, like, I deal with it. I respect you. But it's interesting to me that every time they seem to lose a game, it turns into a referendum on 13 seconds. And is this guy going to ever get it right in a big moment? He's gotten it right in big moments before. They've done a lot of winning here. And big moments aren't all at the end of games. There's fourth down calls, and he's been aces in that, mostly. There's certainly exceptions. There's no hard and fast. He always does one thing. I think the only guy that right now has that reputation, and I think it is sticky, is the guy they're playing this week, Dan Campbell. Like, he's going for it. I heard Lomas Brown, great former offensive lineman, who's the radio color guy now for the Lions. And he was on with Brownie and Tasker while I was on my way in this afternoon. And he said, I have to, like, adjust my entire mindset. He's like, Steve, I'm like you. I played in an era, like, I kick the field goal. Give him a long field. Like, all the stuff that, you know, we've heard and had explained to us for years by former players and former coaches who are still have been pushing back. I think that the pushback is ending. But have been pushing back on the charts and the graphs and the analytics and the go for it and the win probability and all the stuff. And Lomas Brown's like, I have to adjust my entire mindset while I'm calling the game, because every series is a four down series. I gotta treat it like a four down series. I gotta kind of adjust here. Third down is not the end of the series. Like, you gotta mentally adapt to that. So that guy Campbell scores very high, but I think McDermott has gotten a lot of credit, and rightly so. Not so much with his harshest critics, but he's been really on top of the fourth down stuff this year. And, I think it sort of goes unnoticed in games. Like, it's early in the Miami game, and they're going to go for it on fourth down, and they score, and then Tua gets hurt, and they end up boat racing Miami. And it's like, we don't dwell on that call. The quintessential one this year is against the Chiefs, fourth and two, late in the game. You have a lead already, but another touchdown can really end it. Kicking a field goal is not a good idea. You're going to give the ball back to that dude on the other side, and you're probably going to go home a loser. McDermott recognized all that. He was on with us, Mike and myself, the day after that, and explained in great detail well, I don't know, great detail, but at least the most detail you are going to get from an NFL head coach about the decision and even being prepared for it, like thinking about it during the week. If we're faced with this sort of scenario, what are we going to do? And they were ready for it. And you got a touchdown and a 9-point lead, and you ended up winning the game. So, you know, it cuts both ways. But when we have a moment like we had Sunday, it just brings it all back in. So that's what we've been talking about mostly today. 803-0550 is the number, and we'll fire the phone calls back up here. Luke will lead us off this segment. Hi, Luke. Thank you for calling. You are on the air here on WGR.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. When you say they're 10-3 and he deserves credit, does he really deserve it, or is it really mostly Allen? Same with the 5 division titles. Just like Belichick with his 11 with Brady, nothing after. And you even said he was Belichick's loss without Brady. He was sub-500. He was sub-500 also in Cleveland. That's where McDermott would be without Allen. He's lucky to have had Allen, and he's benefiting from Allen's greatness. Allen is a remarkable player, and most of the NFL has seen it, particularly this year, although I saw it way earlier than that. So you're saying that you're concerned on the last play with the 9 men on. I think that it's more problematic than that. That would have been like the last play. You need a touchdown on the return, but it didn't have to be that. He could have, instead of panicking and taking that timeout, he could have had the players at the 1 yard line realign, go in within 10 seconds. That would save about 30 seconds. Barstool Sports called it an asinine move. Embarrassing, which it clearly is, but it clearly shows myopic thinking on McDermott's part, which he has never separated from, including this Tyre Elam thing. But to finish my point on that play alone, he misunderstands timeouts and actual time involved at critical points. He stated afterwards that it felt like that with so little time left that he felt like he had to take a timeout, totally eschewing that he needed a second drive, a field goal drive with some time left, all right? So he basically, at that point, put the Bills in a position where they had to recover an onside kick.
Right, that's exactly what happened.
Well, it's ridiculous. He didn't have to do that. They could have easily lined up and ran another play. Within 10 seconds, they were all there.
I think you're being very generous on the 10 seconds thing. I don't know how estimates vary. Plenty of former players, not just ones who played for the Bills or work for the Bills, have said that can take 15 to 20 seconds. Mike made a good point that if the players on the defense look like they're intentionally, you know, slowly, which they of course would, unpiling to try to keep you from getting lined up quickly and saving time, that they have, and this has happened in the league, they'll stop the clock because it looks like the defense is being intentional about that. But even still, I think 10 seconds is being extremely greedy, that you think that you're going to get lined up and run a play with 10 seconds. So I'll just say that. And furthermore, look, Luke, you talked for a long time and you made your case, and I appreciate it and I respect it. I think you sound to me like someone who wants to never give him any credit for anything that he has done. When you lead off with 10-3 and it's all because of Allen and all the success. Well, of course, and you can attach that to my commentary about Belichick and Brady, and that's accurate. Like, Belichick needed Brady, but Brady needed Belichick too. Like, he wasn't just going to win without one of the best coaches ever. And to just disregard everything else that McDermott has touched, which, by the way, is every single facet of the operation over there, I think that's just too far with the criticism. Like, he's just a passenger here. Where they were when he walked in the door was nowhere. And he has built a juggernaut here. And it is not just Josh Allen. Yes, Josh Allen is the skeleton key that unlocks every door for you. And you need it to be successful. Any coach does. But to just disregard everything else, I just think is I don't know. To me, you're revealing a bias. And like, you know, when I get caught in mine, I can feel sheepish about that and want to reconsider and think about how I'm saying things, because it happens to everyone. But man, I just think you're way too far. I agree with the criticism about Sunday. I agree with the criticism about last year. There have been these, of course, 13 seconds quintessentially. That's why we're talking today. Like, do you think they can do it? And like, you can think no because of everything you said, but man, I just think you did a bad job making your case, because you sound to me like someone who thinks he's had no impact at all of any kind of positive thing that has happened there. And that I just think is absurd. 803-0550 is the number. We'll keep going on this, really, right up until Paul shows up and the Sabres ruin our lives again. Coming at 6, pregame for Sabres and Rangers. I should probably stop phrasing it that way. I'm going to have a meeting at some point. 803-0550 is the number. I'm the Bulldog. Mike Shope is out sick today. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.